Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
100.7 Star Bubba Show in the Morning hits all day and always available on the Odyssey app. More good days in May for Mental Health Awareness Month. And because of Memorial Day, this is the final Monday that we do this.
I know.
Listen, Lucy, Jordan Corcoran, I need to start by apologizing. You were up here at the radio station last week, and because of prior commitments, I was unable to attend. I heard that your presentation here at Odyssey Pittsburgh was phenomenal.
It was.
That's so nice. We missed you, but I get it. And I'm not going anywhere, so you can hear me speak some other time.
That's awesome.
All right. So what are we talking about today? For this lovely topic, because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, to try to help kiddos and adults and everyone, Jordan.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about stigma and whenever you are parenting a child that may be battling mental health conditions and what stigma does to that child and when it's time to ask for help.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how these stigmatizing conversations can really impact a kid. So for example, when Simone Biles bowed out of the Olympics, right? We know, I did a post on Listen Lucy. We know that, you know, what we say to her, she'll never hear it, what we say about her, but our kids will, our family members will. So if you're saying negative things about weakness or selfishness or any of these things that are negative conceptions of people battling with mental health, our loved ones hear that and it can cause them to kind of shrink in and feel shame and not ask for the help that they need.
You know, and anybody that would ever use the term weakness in a characterization of mental health has a lot to learn and needs to be reeducated and has to learn some empathy, because mental health issues is the furthest thing from weakness, because people that battle mental health issues every single day are some of the strongest people I know because of the battle that they fight every day. It is the opposite of weakness.
Well, you know, I agree with that. I feel like the last thing I would characterize myself as is weak, and to show up every day and continue while battling something invisible to others. Weak is not in my vocabulary and it wouldn't be anywhere near discussing these issues. So I think understanding why we talk about stigma so much, and the word stigma is almost becoming a buzzword, but to be able to say examples of how these words are so damaging, and to use my story as the example of these negative words were the only words being used whenever I was young to describe people with mental illness. And because of that, I was so afraid that if I spoke up, that these are the words that I'd be labeled: unpredictable, crazy, violent, dangerous, weak. These things that were out in society, that is the furthest thing from what you would describe me as.
We're hanging out with Jordan Corcoran. More good days in May. More with her when we come back.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.